As Pausakis Good News Planet, I'm here at Dr. Mayan Cachette's office. We're at an optometrist.
Ophthalmologist.
Okay. All right. Hi, doctor. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm okay. Well, I got a little sty in my eye, and that's why I'm here. And I'm getting treated very, very well here. I also checked on allergies and preparing. And we wanted to talk about the COVID time now and eyes. And is there any connection or what can people be doing or shouldn't be doing and so on and so forth? If you could share. Thank you.
Well, your eyes are mucous membranes, just the way your mouth is and the inner part of your nostrils. So the eyes are a point of entry for viruses and bacteria. The reason that Dr. Fauci is telling us don't rub your eyes, don't touch your face, essentially don't rub your eyes, don't bring any possible germs, viruses, bacteria, whatever, into your face right now, because this is a very contagious virus, and touching a surface that somebody else may have touched, a door handle, an elevator button, and then touching your face can transmit could transmit COVID-19 to you. So you want to wash your hands with soap and water anytime you come in from the outside or you touch any surface outside of your home. It's recommended right now not to wear contact lenses, because contact lenses do require touching your eyes and then possibly rubbing your eyes later if the contact is bothering you and becoming infected unnecessarily. So if you have the option of wearing your backup glasses, you see I'm wearing goggles, it's just an extra layer of protection. First of all, it's a shield, glasses are a shield, but in addition, you avoid touching your eyes. So we recommend doing that. If you do develop any eye symptoms where either the eyes or the eyelids are irritated, you have any discharge from the eyes, redness, feeling like there's something in the eye, even though you don't see anything in the eye, so foreign body sensation, those are all possible signs of conjunctivitis and could also be evidence of COVID-19. But as you know, there are so many symptoms now, and we get a new symptom every day, that it's hard to keep it all straight. But we've seen some people who felt like there's something in the eye, and people with certain kinds of conjunctivitis that did end up testing positive for COVID. So those are the things we look for here.
Okay. And so how, I mean, I guess we don't really know how that virus would go into an eye. I mean, could go in because an eye is an opening into your body.
Yeah, it's an opening into your body. Yeah, exactly. And your tears carry viral antigens and antibodies. We have antibodies in our tear film. But supposedly the virus can last in your tear film for up to 2 weeks after resolution of symptoms. So it gets absorbed into the bloodstream through the conjunctiva. Everything is connected in your face, so your tear ducts are connected to your nose and to your pharynx, which is, two modes of entry as well.
What's a pharynx?
Oh, sorry, your throat.
Oh, throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything is connected to everything else.
Eye, ear, and throat. Is that the way they always say?
Yep.
Interesting. All right. Is there any kind of, besides goggles, besides masks, anything else protective that somebody should give some consideration to?
Well, if you are worried that you were exposed, somebody sneezed in your face and you didn't have any protection on, I would immediately just irrigate your face. They're saying Listerine washes. I would probably do... we have, and obviously this isn't something you would have on hand, but there are some sprays that contain hypochlorous acid that have been shown to be effective against some types of viral conjunctivitis. So let's say go to your eye doctor, you can get it, you can get a prescription for the spray or get a sample of the spray, and that's about all we can do. I guess the most important thing is to protect ourselves so we don't get in the first place.
And how about virtually? I initially met you virtually.
Yes.
And I thank you very much for that.
Of course.
And I took a photo of my eyes. And then you took a look and, you know, had suggestions, and one of them, based upon Mike's condition, you know, was to come on in and take a look. And you're a hero here in the world for being here for others. So that approach is wise, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, if you can stay at home and see a doctor and not have to go out and possibly risk, you know, touching that elevator button or that subway pole or whatever, and do this from the safety of your own home, obviously that's ideal. If there's something more urgent, if you've lost your vision or, you know, have severe eye pain or something that's more urgent, then there is no substitute to coming and seeing the eye doctor in person. But if it's something a little less severe, then it's best to deal with it over the internet.
Yeah. Okay, the website here is?
It's www.cityimd.com.
And we're here on 58th Street off of Columbus Circle area. Let me ask you one other last question. We're involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace. And of course, this is not the most peaceful time for many. And how about for you, Doctor? What is peace for you?
What is peace for me? Peace is, you know, waking up in the morning, having the freedom to do what you want, not being worried about yourself or your family or your friends being under attack, and democracy, you know.
Okay. All right. Doctor, thank you so much for sharing the good news with us.
Thank you.